The real estate market is buzzing again with an increase in investors and first home buyers shopping for bargains. The Real Estate Institute's House Price Index, which measures the changing value of property, rose 3.6% to a record high in the year to September. The median house price across New Zealand is up more than 7% to a record high $597,000. Median house prices in Auckland also rose 0.5%, with sales volumes up nearly 4% in the region. The Institute's Chief Executive, Bindi Norwell, says prices are strong in a number of regions, but sellers appear to be more willing to negotiate on price. She says the recent drop in the official cash rate has made a difference, although some buyers are still finding it difficult to get a mortgage.
There was some pause and caution, you know, a few months ago, but now we are seeing more investors coming into the market, and it's particularly because of the low interest rates. It's still hard to get funds as well, though, with the banks, but we are seeing more investors coming into the market, particularly around those more affordable areas and in the regions as well.
What about for first-time buyers? Are they having an easier time getting in?
Yeah, they are. I mean, banks are still being quite cautious, but we're hearing a lot more first-time buyers coming into the market. And because there's been some price adjustments between buyers and sellers, I think that, I think that's really helped first-home buyers come onto the market. There's been some good opportunities in terms of, you know, more affordable areas as well.
Is it that sellers are more likely or more willing to negotiate on price now?
Absolutely. I think there's been a real meeting between buyers and sellers. People have really adjusted to the new market conditions. We do not have the price increases, particularly in Auckland, that we've seen, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. So we have had that expectations brought down. But I guess in the regions, though, we've still seen double-digit growth. So I think there's still some pressure in some of those regional areas.
The Real Estate Institute's Chief Executive, Bindi Norwell, talking to Nona Peltier.